Preface. The only way. The referendum is the only check on the predominance of party, which is at the same time democratic. A.V. Dicey, eminent Victorian constitutional lawyer. Do you want some real say in the laws that affect you? Do you want to stop politicians and technocrats from running your country and the world? Dicey shows us the way. The only way. We live in a party-run state which allows the voters an occasional choice over which bunch to submit to, otherwise known as a representative democracy. It does not have to be this way, and it will not remain this way. Political types like to talk of two forms of democracy, one as the head fake representative version that we and many others suffer under, the other being a direct one, in which we would vote on all the laws ourselves, as the ancient Greeks did in Athens. However, there is a third way that has been in use for almost two centuries, and it has ensured that the lucky folk living there are able to enjoy life in one of the richest and most peaceful nations on the planet. For the most part, its inhabitants put its success down to the hybrid, democratic political system that they control. But don't expect our politicians and their paymasters to bring this superior system to your attention. The guinea pigs in Switzerland use a hybrid system that sends representatives to its legislature to thrash out laws, which they put to the people who can call for referendums on their acts, but only if they don't like what their politicians are offering up. Sounds good. You get the community-minded political types to do the legwork from which they gain satisfaction serving the people, then the people can give their work the nod, or not. This hybrid version is deemed by those living in this happy state as the reason for their social cohesiveness and why they routinely battle to head the global happiness indexes. Of course, elite funders of the political parties and their lapdog politicians don't talk about this third way because it works brilliantly and shows up our pathetic, fake democracies. If you want a better country and a happier home wherever you are around the world, then read on about the theory and the practical results of the hybrid way. It is not only my opinion that Britain will benefit from the people taking charge and the parties taking orders. Our great constitutional lawyer, quoted above, A.V. Dicey, obviously thought so too. One of this Victorian jurist's volumes concerning British constitutional law is so highly regarded that it is now among the authorities on which it is based. An introduction to the study of the law of the Constitution established Dicey's reputation at the top of his field, and this respected jurist also advocated for and adopted the idea of the referendum. Through his theory of the referendum, Dicey developed a mechanism that ensured that experiments based on supposed argument and philosophy were tested in the court of public opinion through a referendum. In constitutional terms, the routine use of the referendum is a people's safeguard against MPs, some of whom think that it is acceptable to frighten voters. So its time has most certainly come. Dicey made very clear why he championed the referendum, which he believed would prevent the passing of any important act which does not command the sanction of electors. Even more importantly, he stated that the referendum was the only check on the predominance of party, which is at the same time democratic. As any victim of the law might tell you, interpretations and opinions vary, but at least we have Dicey on our side, a source referred to by a leading King's Counsel as the oracle of our unwritten constitution. However, support for our partaking in the policy forming and decision making process of our own government also comes from over the channel. The great French analyst, Alexis de Tocqueville, reflecting on his findings concerning the expanding powerhouse that was 19th century America, suggested something that aligns with Dicey's conclusion. The most potent and possibly the only remaining weapon to involve men in the destiny of their country is to make them share government. My support for the adoption of the referendum as an integral part of our political process is because it is the only democratic means we have to control the parties. Elon Musk is a fan of direct democracy, as he understands that it is inherently less corrupt than our representative version is, proven all too well in recent years. I believe that the times of Plato's philosopher kings, of his guardians overseeing the lives of the minions, and the imposition of oligarchs in the form of hidden interest representative parties, and Marx's communist vanguards, are over. They no longer should sit at the top table with us waiting on them. They need to learn how to serve us. I also believe that the monarch's assent can be genuinely given under such a scenario, as they will see the acts put to them are supported by the people. As Dicey put it, because such acts will truly command the sanction of electors. Today, whenever a political hack slides some ropey regulation under their nose, the monarch must wonder whether this is so. You would think that a monarchy that was thought to back such a people's safeguard against the type of crew we see in charge these days would gain immensely in popularity. One that would not will find its ever-diminishing support tanking even further, in my considered opinion. All very well, you may say, but will it work in practice in a way that we can live with? Well, let's see what a Brit who moved to the Swiss hybrid democracy thinks of the 175-year-long experiment. By the way, they have the highest proportion of wealthy people in the world. Over 16% of them have assets of over $1 million. That's the locals, not foreigners, banking there. Britain has less than a third of that rate. Back to our Brit living among them, and let's see what he has found out about the Dicey hybrid. This democratic freedom and the right to be heard are inalienable rights for the Swiss, who proudly view them as the source of their stability and prosperity. This confirms that they think it is the bedrock on which they live happily and prosper. It gets better, especially if you don't like politicians waffling on and making things worse. Look how effective self-government is for their 8.5 million residents compared to our parliament, let alone in comparison with the jobs worths running things for millions less people in Scotland or Wales. Parliament itself is a part-time affair, sitting for only 12 weeks a year, in 4 3-week sessions. There are few full-time politicians, with most having day jobs. Swiss MPs don't get a salary, but receive an allowance for days spent on parliamentary duties. There's no money for secretaries. No, you don't need to move there to get this. We can vote for it here. I agree with him that the Swiss have given the world a model of how a country can succeed through consensus. We are almost there now with our representative system, so the hybrid is a single, top constitutional, lawyer-approved step away. Finally, as an ex-military man, when dealing with a thorny issue, I do as I was taught and look at the worst-case scenario. In this regard, if there was a conflict between a group battling to retain the party-dominated representative system, we'll call them parliamentarians, against a group called the people, seeking a hybrid democracy such as that outlined above. Which side would I choose? My choice is easily made, and hopefully, after you have absorbed what I have to say, you'll see that I am justified in my selection.